Heat it up.
I'm gonna heat it up right now. I just want it to be warm by the time you.
This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Richard Cardenas Hinojosa. Date of birth, August 2nd, 1968. Case ID number is 4291393. Date of exam, April 27, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Christus Spahn Health System, dated 10/12/21. Identifying information. This is a 54-year-old married male with two sons who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diverticulosis / gastritis / internal and external hemorrhoids / hiatal hernia, comma, back pain, comma, hand pain, comma, and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in December of 2022, where he worked at putting nuts on stubs as a laborer for 2 years, and also worked as a NDE technologist for 20 years in the oil fields. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, who is a provider. He states when he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegation number one, diverticulosis / gastritis / internal and external hemorrhoids / hiatal hernia. Number two, back pain. Number three, hand pain. Number four, depression. History of allegations. Number one, diverticulosis / gastritis / internal and external hemorrhoids / hiatal hernia. The claimant states that in February 2021, after he received a vaccine, he started to develop problems of diverticulosis, comma, gastritis, comma, internal and external hemorrhoids, comma, and a hiatal hernia. He states the character of his abdominal pain is a burning, cramping pain located mostly in the epigastric area, which radiates down to the mid-abdominal area. He states he can have the pain for 2 hours, and it's a pain that he has at least once a week. His associated symptoms include nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, constipation, comma, and weakness. He denies diarrhea, comma, melena, comma, or hematemesis. The claimant has lost 20 pounds in 1 year, and he is food intolerant to red meat. He was diagnosed with diverticulosis, comma, gastritis, comma, internal external hemorrhoids, comma, and hiatal hernia. He did have a hemorrhoidectomy performed in 2000 for his external and internal hemorrhoids. He has a small hiatal hernia and has been placed on multiple medications for his condition. The claimant is presently taking sucralfate 1 gram QD as needed, promethazine 25 milligrams QD for nausea, pantoprazole sodium DR 40 milligrams QD, dicyclomine 20 milligrams QD for stomach cramps. He states he is responding to the medications and is on a high fiber diet. He was diagnosed with diverticulosis / or gastritis / internal and external hemorrhoids / hiatal hernia. His condition appears to be stable at this time, although he states he has lost 20 pounds within the past year. Allegations number two, back pain. The claimant states that in 1990 he fell at work and sustained a lumbar sacral back injury and was told that he had a small L4, L5 herniated disc. He states the character of the pain is a sharp, dull, aching pain located in the lumbar sacral back area, which radiates down to the right leg. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, sit for 4 hours, comma, lift approximately 40 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Guevara. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and feeding the dog. He did see a chiropractor for 3 months and received 3 months of physical therapy. He is presently on ibuprofen 200 milligrams QID, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain with a herniated disc of L4, L5, with mild radiculitis. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, hand pain. The claimant states that in 2011, he started to develop bilateral hand pain. The claimant does have a left wrist fracture where he had an open reduction internal fixation and a Coley's fracture of the left wrist, which was repaired. He states he was in a motor vehicle accident and was in a rollover accident, which caused him to fracture his left wrist. The claimant also states that the fracture of the left wrist was a separate fracture from the accident that he had in 2011, but which aggravated his condition. The fracture of the left wrist occurred in 2004. No injections were given. His symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb two flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup with both hands, comma, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He is unable to open up a jar top or button his clothes at this time. His physician is Dr. Braun Guevara, and he has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. The claimant states that occasionally he will walk half a block for exercise. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number four, depression. The claimant states that in 2021, when he started to develop problems with his back and his abdomen, he started to develop some depression. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts. He states he does have problems sleeping and does have decreased appetite, but denies any episodes of anger. He occasionally has problems concentrating and has decreased motivation and occasional sadness. His wife did buy him a dog who has kept him company while she's at work. He was depressed because he had to quit his job, but appears to be doing better at this time. At the present time, he's on no medications. Family history. His father died in 2011. He was 80 years old. He died of colon cancer. Mother died at the age of 65 from a myocardial infarction, heart disease. She also had a coronary artery bypass surgery 3x and diabetes mellitus. Medications. sucralfate, 1 gram POQD, benzonate, 100 milligrams QD for cough, promethazine, 25 milligrams QD for nausea, pantoprazole, sodium, DR, 40 milligrams QD, dicyclamine, 20 milligrams QD, losartan, potassium, 25 milligrams QD. He is also on probiotics and stool softeners. Medical problems, hypertension, diverticulosis, gastritis, internal and external hemorrhoids, depression, constipation, gastritis, hiatal hernia, major surgeries, left wrist colles fracture with open reduction internal fixation in 2004, and also in 2000, hemorrhoidectomy. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for 3 years. Alcohol. The claimant has a history of drinking 1 6-pack of beer every day for 40 years. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. He denies the use of crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. The last time he used cocaine was in 2013. Communicable diseases. The claimant has a history of hepatitis A. He denies having HIV or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98 degrees Fahrenheit. Weight, 169 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 6 inches. BP, 125 over 75 mmHg. Heart rate, 61 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. Oxygen saturation, 98%. BMI, 27.5. General. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be much younger than his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with his wife. Could you drop down to the fourth sentence in H-E-E-N-T? No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have poor dentition and multiple teeth missing. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were also grossly normal. Smell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body. The claimant does have multiple tattoos. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to after neurological exam on the last page? Please go down to functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to diverticulosis, comma, gastritis, comma, internal and external hemorrhoids, comma, and questionable hiatal hernia. The claimant also has mild decrease in function of his hands, but still has a good grip, a plus 5 over 5. Probable diagnoses: diverticulosis, / gastritis, / internal external hemorrhoids, / hiatal hernia. Dash being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. Number 2, back pain secondary to a mild herniated disc, which occurred in 1990. Normal physical exam appears to be stable at this time. Number 3, hand pain secondary to mild osteoarthritis. Normal physical exam. Number 4, depression dash has gotten better, is presently not being treated. The claimant appeared to get better just by getting a dog. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Richard Cardenas Hinojosa.